Rally cries ringing out from the state capitol lawn and rotunda have changed over the years, but one has resurfaced. That was from 1975. And that's from just a few months ago, during a women's march this spring. The ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." It passed Congress and went to the states for ratification while Richard Nixon was in the White House in 1972. But it was first drafted in 1923. Back then, some feminists argued it could cost them certain privileges, especially in regards to labor. But by the 1960s, the idea began to pick up steam. Mary Lee Sargent is a longtime activist who lived in Champaign-Urbana for much of her life.
Without ERA, we are second-class citizens. We do not have equal rights and equal protection under the Constitution.
Sargent founded the grassroots group of second-class citizens, which carried out numerous direct actions to support the ERA. One involved writing the name of an opposing legislator, Republican George Ryan, who would later become governor, on the Capitol floor in animal blood. Getting that blood involved convincing a slaughterhouse it would be used for a Shakespeare production. Still, there was plenty of theater.
We had a rally, and while the rally was going on, 17 of us chained ourselves together in front of the doors of the Senate.
Not all ERA supporters were as radical, and rallies were held elsewhere in the state. One in 1980 drew tens of thousands of people to Chicago's Grant Park. Overall, the issue had bipartisan and widespread support, coming close to reaching the needed three-fifths supermajority vote from both chambers several times. Enter Phyllis Schlafly. She led a league of proud housewives who passed out fresh-baked bread and pies to lawmakers while arguing against the amendment. Schlafly, who had lost a bid for Congress, went on to start the Eagle Forum, a nonprofit claiming to, quote, lead the pro-family movement. She traveled the nation with her message and was a skillful strategist. Here she is speaking with NPR host Michelle Martin in 2011.
What that amendment would do is to make all laws sex neutral. Well, the typical classic law that is not sex neutral is the draft registration law. And we were still in the Vietnam War in 1972. I had sons and daughters about age 18. My daughters thought this was the craziest thing they ever heard. You're going to have a new amendment for women, and the first thing is they'll have to sign up for the draft like their brothers.
Schlafly was also opposed to abortion and LGBTQ rights. She saw the ERA as a threat to those conservative values. During the decade the ERA was hotly debated, other key players came to Illinois, including Peoria native Betty Friedan, author of The Feminine Mystique, a book credited with sparking the second wave of feminism in the U.S. The extended deadline for ratification in 1982 came and went to no avail in Illinois. That hasn't stopped Jean Marie DeRay, who's with the state chapter of ERA Action. She says the Illinois Constitution has similar language to the ERA, which was added during the Constitutional Convention of 1970, but still...
If the Equal Rights Amendment would have been ratified back in the 1970s, it would have provided protections for women at every level of government.
DeRay says those protections include fair pay. For her, it's a personal issue. She says her mother was sexually harassed on the job and was paid less than her male equivalents. To this day, DeRay says she hears similar stories.
It bothers me when I hear these things, when I see these things firsthand, because it tells me that women are not being valued for the work that they do. They're not even being valued as human beings, and they certainly are not being valued as equal.
Terry O'Neill heads the National Organization for Women, or NOW, an organization that has fought for the ERA for decades.
Two-thirds of minimum wage workers are women, and women of color are very heavily overrepresented in minimum wage work. If we had an ERA, we could make the claim that this disproportionate impact on women of color requires a governmental response, a policy response.
But just like in the 70s, not all women are on board. Lori Higgins is with the Illinois Family Institute, which opposes the idea. She argues women...
They are not institutionally deprived of any rights. And this ERA has nothing to do specifically with women.
Higgins says she's worried passage would mean men and women would be forced to share public spaces like locker rooms and bathrooms. A rally supporting the ERA will take place in Normal this September. State Senator Heather Staines, a Democrat from Chicago, says her most recent legislation for ratification, which passed out of a committee earlier this year, would likely have the votes needed in that chamber. However,
it's the House that didn't have the votes, so we're trying to focus on developing more support in the House for it. To get a supermajority in the House, we're going to have some Republican support. For some reason, it's become a partisan issue, which I'm working to try to stop that. I don't think there's a reason that it needs to be or should be that way, quite frankly.
Lobbyists in Illinois are also working behind the scenes to secure those votes. Terry O'Neill of NOW says the ERA is needed today as much as ever.
The ERA would be the platform for pushing forward on many policy fronts that would begin closing these gender race inequalities that we see around the country.
Activists have been pursuing a three-state strategy, including Illinois. Nevada voted to ratify the ERA earlier this year, so only two more states are needed to get to the required 38. But since the deadline for ratification passed back in 1982, it's unclear what congressional or legal action could result. O'Neill says the political climate of the present makes the effort one worth continuing to fight for. I'm Rachel Otwell.